Morning, Kingston. You're joining us on the Indie Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rue, and it's a special moment here in the studio because 3/4 of the Backsteps are joining us on air right now. And for those of you who haven't heard the news, Backsteps, who've been a band for like 5 or 6 years now, it's sort of coming to an end over here. They've announced last week that they're splitting up and sort of going their separate ways. How are you guys feeling about it right now?
You know, I think we feel, a lot of different emotions, but I think at the moment we're feeling grateful and we're happy that we get to celebrate one last time and that we're going to be able to have a special night just to kind of, again, not to for anything sad, but to celebrate, you know, some good times. So, yeah.
Yeah, celebrate kind of like your childhoods in music in Kingston and kind of your musical journey and everything. And I feel like for people who are coming there, it's going to be a bittersweet moment as well. And I mean, this word comes up a lot because I was talking to a few other musicians as well. I was interviewing Nolan Hubbard yesterday, and he also just said it's going to be a bittersweet moment. So I feel like people are really feeling that moment as well, that it's going to be a defining Kingston moment.
Well, that's really generous. It's going to definitely be pretty bittersweet. I don't know if it's going to hit me right away. It's probably going to take like a day or maybe probably the morning after type deal. But I definitely think it's going to hit like a train when it does hit, you know? Yeah.
I think it hit all of us a little, like, because, you know, we hadn't really, there was no kind of word going around about it. So when you just dropped the announcement, it was like a really sudden thing for us as well. So Seth, Josh, and Luke, how did it happen? Were you guys talking about this for a while?
Somebody else.
Take this.
I think just kind of like recently, like Luke's been in school recently and Devin plays in a bunch of other Kingston bands kind of on and off as a filler. Seth is making his own music. I'm kind of career focused right now. I think it's just kind of naturally that we've kind of all just organically kind of split ways in a little bit. Like, there's no bad tensions. It's not like we're not getting along or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all still good friends, and I think we're just grateful for the things we did do. And yeah, bittersweet for sure. Like, it's awesome what we got to accomplish, but happy to also kind of move on to other chapters in our lives as well.
Yeah, I mean, you guys did do quite a bit. There's been an album, EPs, tours like across sort of Canadian cities. You've played a lot of shows in the US as well. So it's been quite a long journey for you. And I feel like I was talking to Seth about this when you came in for a live session, but I also feel like you guys kind of learned a lot of things about music together in terms of like recording and all that stuff. what are you looking back on? What are like favorite memories and stuff for you guys?
Well, I think another thing is, I don't think people realize how far back we go, because the band has been around in the form of the Backsteps for, you know, going on 5 years now. But the four of us all went to high school together, so we have quite a long history. So honestly, there's a lot of good memories we can pull back even from the Backsteps days. But honestly, I think for me, one highlight was just being able to finish recording our first record, Oh Yeah, because that's kind of when we knew we had something going, and the universe was trying to get it in the way with the first version of COVID dropped the week that we finished our album. So I think that was just a crazy time for everyone that really solidified that we were like the Backsteps now. So yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like at the end of the day, whatever else happens, you've got that album that like basically tells everybody forever that the Backsteps were a thing, you know?
Mm. What about you, Josh? Favorite memory?
I mean, there's a million memories, but I think one of my favorite was the first time we went to California and selling out the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty legendary
venue.
Iconic venue. And to sell it out, our first time playing there, was pretty awesome. So yeah, that's a moment I will always be grateful for.
Of course, people have one last chance to see you guys, because you'll be doing one farewell show on Saturday. It's going to be at the Mansion. I think the Healy Brothers are opening for you guys. Have you started like planning how that show is going to go? Because I feel like for one last show, you probably have something up your sleeve, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had practice earlier in the week. We wanted to kind of do like, you know, like something off each album or each project we've kind of done the past couple of years. And, you know, we built the set, and there's a lot of older songs. Like, there's a lot off our very first record that's going to be on the set. And then there's like only a couple songs off our, you know, kind of second album, and then a lot of like newer stuff. It's mostly going to be like Backstep songs. Like, there's one cover in there, but other than that, like, we're just going to try and do like some B-sides and things like that, but just keep it energetic and keep it pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And then as far as like tricks up our sleeve, I mean, you never know what's going to happen at one of our shows, right? Like, it's super like, I like for me especially, I like to pull kind of just random things out, like, you know, just depending on how the crowd is, and, you know, crowd surfing, or I probably have to do that one more time, I think. And yeah, I'm looking forward to having the Healy Brothers play too. I think that's going to be a good way to kind of get the crowd hyped up and, you know,
yeah,
rock it.
I've been seeing people have been rushing to get those tickets as well. Mm. Like, everyone wants to be there at that final show. Are tickets still available?
There's some still available. Yeah, we just to kind of test the waters, I think, because we primarily get door sales at our shows. Like, we don't really sell a ton of pre-sale tickets. So for this, I released like a certain amount of pre-sale tickets, and then like left a bunch of room at the door kind of thing for people that want to just like come out. And then the pre-sale ones were gone. And then so I'm just keep releasing more and more tickets, and more people keep buying them. You know, not that it's all about how many people are there or anything like that, but it is a moment of gratitude, because like, well, people actually want to come to this, and they want to, you know, celebrate with us. So I think that's another moment that I'm grateful for, and that like, despite it being kind of a sad thing, I think
it's still a celebration,
right? But it's also like, it's like, you know, I'll always remember like we did our last show, people actually wanted to see us, and it means we must have done something right if people are still coming. So, you know, looking forward to it.
Yeah, totally. And another reason why it was a bit of a surprise to us that you guys were going on IHS is because you're actually at the film festival next week as well, right?
Yeah.
You're part of the Slate Music program.
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah, it's, you know, we have the final show Saturday, the next Saturday. Yeah, we're going to be at the film festival. So again, it's not like there's any animosity or anything like that, because we're all going to be together, you know? Yeah, it's our first time at the Slate Festival. So I think we're all really excited for that. Like, we're never done like a red carpet or anything. And, you know, I'm excited to see our video on the big screen.
Big screen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be
cool.
They
do a Q&A as well afterwards. So
yeah,
people
yeah.
just be like, guys, why are you splitting up?
That's, I'm getting ready. I think I'm getting ready for that, you know. But yeah, because I think like, well, when you do like the film fest, it's like you have like two representatives, like the filmmaker and then like a member of the band. And I think I'm going to be the member that goes up to, so I just hope I don't have too many drinks beforehand because I want to be able to answer the questions and be just, you know, have a good head on my shoulders. But I'm looking forward to seeing the questions we get. It's definitely going to be interesting, but fun.
I'll ask one right now. What was it like then, you know, working with a full film production company and everything, having that budget and like making a proper music video?
It was awesome. It's something we've never really done before, working with the full crew. And like Jackie, who was the head of the whole thing, he was amazing. He was great to work with, super accommodating, and also like just had everything covered right from day one. Like in the video, we posted a photo online, but you'll see it in the video too. We had like a fire kind of rig behind us, like a propane fire wall. And it was cool. We showed up at this field in like, I can't remember, like Lyndhurst or somewhere like that, like just out in the middle of nowhere, and showing up and it lit the wall kind of on fire. And I was like, that's really cool. And that's how we actually met Tyler from the Healy Brothers. He was working, he was doing like the props and special effects and things like that for the video. So then that was also a nice little connection to make. And yeah, it was great working with the full crew. It was Jackie, Colton, Evan, Tyler, and all the guys were all great to work with. So I've seen the video, I think we all have, and it looks pretty sweet. So,
and I guess you can say technically the backstops have worked with Pyro.
Yeah, we really did. And it was for the song Room on Fire, so it was kind of like it's kind of a fun little thing. I'm actually more nervous for the film festival than anything. I think it's gonna be super weird having our video play and people just watch. I think I'm gonna be staring at like everybody in the audience, making sure they like it. So
Do you think you guys are gonna come like tuxedo and ties and everything walking down the red carpet?
Yeah, like it's gonna be obnoxious. Yeah, like well, like I don't know, I'm probably gonna do like a blazer and like maybe like a t-shirt underneath, but I don't know if this is public knowledge, but the after party is at the Toucan, so I'm looking forward to going down there and seeing they have like a surprise band or something playing. It's not us. Again, it's not us, so I'm looking forward to the, I think it's going to be a fun night. Are you guys, is like CFRC going to be there?
Yeah, we're doing the red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be talking to us.
Oh, cool. Right. I'll see you then. Yeah, there you go.
I guess that makes it a little bit more chill for you. It's just
we know,
it's
familiar faces. It's just us. Yeah, no, it's definitely familiar faces mixed. Nice.
Mm-hmm. So also we've got to know where you guys are going from this, because like now the backstops are on break, what's going on for you guys? I know Seth, you were doing solo stuff. What's going on otherwise for the rest of the band?
I got a solo record done and we kind of spoke about it a couple weeks ago, but
talking about an EP. Is there like a whole album?
It seems to be like it's getting that way, you know. Like I'm just kind of more songs keep popping up. And then, yeah, I got a US tour next month, and then basically touring right through the spring and booking into like July right now. So July, August. So I'm going to be touring a lot this year, and that's kind of where I'm going to be. And what are you guys?
I'm back here at Queens. That's something fun to do because I like walking past the station on my way to class. And
yay, do a little station plug.
Yeah, everyone, listen, CFRC.
You popped in the one day.
I did. I think it was May's show they were doing outside. And so on my way to class, I came and plugged some Separator music because I love that band. I'm probably going to be working on music of my own at some point. I'm doing some writing. I just started a blog with some friends. So everyone go check out thealiquid.com. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
For me, I'm actually joining Seth with his solo stuff. So like I produced his EP that he's done, all his music. And then we had a show together in Toronto at the Horseshoe Tavern. We kind of did it as like a feeler, see how it goes with like a full band type thing. And it went really well. So I think we're going to do some more shows as a full band as well. And Dev's not here, but I know he's always playing in and out of bands like all over Kingston. Like, I swear to God, I'll be on Instagram scrolling and see whatever local band, and I'm looking at the photos and I'm like, why is Dev there? Like, he's on stage playing with these guys? Like, I didn't know that. So
there was an interview I saw recently that, like, I think it was Nico Case was on CBCQ or something like that. And she was like, in Canada, you've just got such few people in general that in a music scene, I think she described people in it as like as a potpourri of musicians, which is so funny to me, but she's right.
Yeah, it's like every musician in Kingston plays in like several bands and they all kind of know each other. So.
And drummers will be in like seven bands each.
Oh yeah, there's not a lot of drummers in Kingston who are like as good as Dev. So, so yeah, he's in every band that needs a drummer.
So will we have a reunion in 20 years time?
If the Gallaghers will do it, you never know what we'll do. But
about the same price though.
Same ticket price. Yeah. It's really tough to say. I think it's all going to depend on where we're all at in a little bit. I definitely we talked too, like when we kind of had the meeting of like that, like, you know, this might not be what we want to do much longer. We did talk about collaborating in the future, like, you know, say we all kind of settle in a little bit and like we're, you know, out one night or just come over to one of our houses and, you know, we'll jam with each other. I can't say if there'll be like a show or anything like that, but I mean, we wouldn't be closed off to the idea, but just for now, I think it's what's best for kind of, well, we all agreed it's what's best for us in our own personal lives. So, yeah, I mean, never say never, but also not in the near future.
There's a lot to look back on and a lot to look forward to as well. Mm-hmm. So we're all looking forward to the Saturday show and just generally good luck in everything that happens after the backstab for you guys.
Thank you. And then I do want to just take a second, not just to thank you, but everybody on CFRC, because since, you know, day one, we've always had support here. We've always felt really welcome here. We've been on
Jeff's show a lot.
We've been on Jeff's show a lot. We've always, Jeff, you know, buys us gifts when we come in, and we feel like we've made a really good relationship with a lot of people at the station. And just thank you to CFRC and everybody for always having us.
Oh, we're so glad we had you guys on one last time.
Yes.
So, what should we go out with? What's one last song here?
Maybe like what's a good backstab tune? Living in a Dream.
Okay,
I would say
that
Luke and I both sing on that one.
Yay.
So, yeah.
We had a little fist bump in the studio. Well, we'll go out with that song. Seth, Luke, and Josh, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Give me just a minute to collect my thoughts. I'm running out of things to say that mean a lot. So I'll say what I mean. So I can be free. Everybody says I live in a dream. Just give me a minute to erase my thoughts. I'm running out of things to say. I'm feeling lost. So I'll say what I mean, so you can haunt me. And now I'm sitting I'm living in a dream. Getting older, I wanted to get closer. There may not be another chance, it seems, to live in a dream.
I really turn to no one if it is he's just still waiting.
First Oshiega.
My first one, and I was saying at the time it might be my last one.
What was it about it?
Well,
oh no, you didn't know what your life was going to entail. Was
yeah,
that more?
No, it was also just sort of like the lineups are really broad, and so I was just like, you know what, it'll depend on what the lineups look like. If I'm really intrigued to like go on one particular day, I might. But I feel like if I did a full festival again like I did last year, 3 days, it might just not be very good for me.
My friends are like, I have like random chat groups, and when Oshiega's lineup comes up, like it sort of, you know, finds my friends find me and they're like, are you doing it again? Are you gonna go for 3 days again? Because every year you say you're not gonna do it, it'll kill you. And I did it for 3 days again last year, and I was like, don't let me do that again to anyone. And I don't know, just watch me. Well, we'll see what happens. On which day should I go? You know, you message me, you're like, Sunday's your day.
I think Sunday's your day. I like Olivia Rodrigo, I think you'll enjoy
Royal
it.
Royal Otis!
Jamie XX, yes. Royal Otis Beaches.
Debbie Friday. Never seen her. Oh no, I saw her at the Polaris, but that's not the same. That's not the same.
The Dare.
Oh my God. Hey, I'd see the Dare again in a heartbeat. Okay, so anyway, I love it. You know that I do. And I always find things like there are many artists here typically that I don't know. Like I don't know who Naomi Sharon is. I don't know who Adam 10 is. I don't know some of these artists, but I will know them. So,
yeah.
And I'm excited, but you're thinking, what are you thinking?
I think you'll enjoy Sunday. I think I'll enjoy Friday. The Friday is really sort of like the indie kids day, I feel. The one they've done, like they've got The Killers, they've got Glass Animals, Doechii, and kind of the permanent festival slot of Dominic Fike.
Oh, come on. And okay, kids, if you want to go see him, but will he show up for you? I don't know. Look at me. They really think he will.
But you know what? I feel even if he doesn't show up, like he's not that much of an artist for me. So I don't think you lose by going and not seeing Dominic Fike. There's Lucy Dacus that day.
It's the Doechii day, though.
It
come on.
Is.
She's going to own the entire day. That's the one. And that would get me there for the Friday.
Yeah.
Just Doechii. Anyway, yep, there's Begonia and Phineas, like you were saying.
There are smaller artists also that I'm kind of keen on. Like, there's La Femme, Montreal band, The Struts, who I think we saw when they opened for Queens of the Stone Age. BB Club put out one of my favorite albums from last year, so I'm definitely going to be up in the front to see them. Let's see, I might try and talk to them as well. I feel like we tried that a little last year.
I think we can try harder.
But like, this is my slot. Ecstasy, Ecstasy, if you don't know, he's like a Vancouver-based musician. I'm not talking about festival activities here. He's a cool lo-fi indie guy from Vancouver. Wonderhorse obviously played a really good show here. You've got the frontman from Måneskin, the Italian rock band.
You would know that.
He would have to play a couple of the Måneskin hits. I don't think he can get away without doing it.
Oh my God. And you're saying like the solo work hasn't really been well received in Europe.
No. If the thing is, Italian fans are very direct. They're like, dude, this sucks.
They say it beautifully. Like the words they have for this sucks are probably like gorgeous. Anyway, but it's more English, right?
Damiano
David. Is that how they have?
Yeah, Damiano David. It's kind of pop rock.
I'm keen. All right, let's play some of these Oshiega artists. Want to play?
Okay.
We're going to get started with La Femme, Debbie Friday, BB Club. You said one of your favorite albums
yes.
of the year. So yeah, let's do some of that. And you know we're going to be breaking this down for the months to come, but this is our start right here.
Mm-hmm.
Je veux t'avoir, New York dans le nightclub. Tu t'es rapproché de moi. Je ne vais pas oublier le contact de ta peau, ton sourire et ton rire. C'est comme si on se connaissait déjà quand on s'est mis à danser. Tu m'as donné un baiser de cristal à déposer là sur la langue. Fais sauter son top en jean, je crève en voyant sa patrie. Maintenans mon cœur bat au rythme des pas de ta.
rêves sont pas gros mais tellement beaux, c'est les seins de Tatiana.
I need the girls all to the dance floor. I need the bass so I can dance. just saw the ocean still on fire. It must be nice to feel desire. It's been a while. Lost in the quiet of my mind. Will I catch up or fall behind? Looking for something to cut through the nothing to feel alive. Driving to the sunset.
Here we go. Indie Wake Up Call. The show has gone quickly as usual, Rue. I think we gave a little good snippet of what we think could be amazing at Oceaga.
Yeah, stuff that you know, the stuff apart from the headlines that you already know, of course.
We know the Killers and Olivia Rodrigo and Gracie Abrams and all those people. I know you're worried about the Gracie Abrams fans.
I feel like there's always this one, like, anxious pop contingent that's really, like, their life depends on being able to stand 8 rows away from the artist, so.
So well put. Like, and what's, you know, with Chapel last year, at least she was on at 4 o'clock and people didn't die.
But there was Hozier after.
But, no, Hozier was, like, later, late in the evening.
Yeah, like, that's when the real, thing, like, that's when the sun set and the anxiety set in.
Well, and you have water. Like, honestly, like, it was that simple. Like, I watched the running of the chapels. Like, I was on site as soon as it opened, and I watched them running in with all their pink pony club outfits. It was amazing. But they're all running for GA, and then they're there, and they're excited. But then it's like, uh-oh, like, I'm here in, like, 35 degrees. I have no water, no nothing. And they were dropping.
And
like,
no one wants
dropping.
To lose their spot, you know?
Oh, it gets intense. And so for the Gracie fans, she's on late. So that running's going to happen again, but they don't get a relief at 4 p.m. this time. Anyway, I'll be having an Aperol spritz somewhere, just feeling like, yeah, it's so good. Anyway, I love that the lineups are coming out. I'm looking forward to our smaller festivals as well. Like, obviously, we love our local ones so much. They're a lot of fun. Yeah.
I should also say, because, like, you know, we know people listen to this, local folks listen to this, homegrown applications are open.
That's coming up soon, and obviously Spring Reverb.
Yes.
Oh my god, we can't wait for that one too. So yes, we'll be covering all of that. Also, I love just waking up artists in the morning to ask them specific questions. And so I was just texting Almond Milk in Montreal. He's going to be in town for the Slate Music Prize next week at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. I told you, like, pull it up, because we've got all our participants. We're excited for all of these bands, and they'll be releasing their music videos back to back to back, all 10 of them. On the big screens, we're all there together. We get to watch and see them for the first time, and then we vote on our favorite.
Oh, it's so heartbreaking.
I know.
All these artists, I think most of them at least, have been in TFRC. Our listeners are familiar with them because, like, we just chat with them all the time.
So you don't see the titles of the songs. So I just texted Almond Milk. I'm like, which song is it? It's going to be For Curse Is Gone off his new album, Simon and the Pop Curse. But at the same time, I was like, I want to play a song from him, but this is not on the album. It's a newer release. And just to listen for a second here. It's a track called You Got Me, and it's a collab he did with Cherry Kim and Luke Ferrero. So just listen for a second.
I lost my feelings, and when you circle around my block, you'll
like super, super poppy, and I love that he's singing more. Like, I'm very excited for him, and it's got a ton of streams.
Lots of bass.
Oh, yeah.
Take it out. I know some
he's hanging out with New Kids, and I think that's great. Now, what he did, though, is he did a faster version and a slower version. Okay. So
I think we used to call it Nightcore.
Nightcore. So he's probably too young to know that. Anyway, so I texted him, like, well, I like the slower version, which we're about to play. And he's like, actually, the slow version is the normal version. Mm-hmm. And the normal version, they sped it up a little bit. And then they did a faster version of that. So I want to play what he technically calls the slow version, but it's actually the right speed. Is anyone still with me anymore on this one?
I think so.
Okay, I think so. We're going to play some of You Got Me slowed version. So you just heard the fast version. We're going to play the slowed version. And then we're going to play a couple other Kingston bands. Mm-hmm. All right? We got Kilders coming up and an announcement from the wilderness.
Oh, I mean, the way they announced it too, like black screen, just text on it.
Oh, my heart is breaking for them. So they've ended their tour.
Wilderness, if you don't know.
Like, they don't stop touring. They are hardcore. And they even say that. I think there were 4 pages of black screen. Go to their Instagram and just show them some love because they've been on the road. I think they tried to make it through that storm. They couldn't get to where they wanted to go. And they were heading west. And I think they had an accident, a car accident. They said everybody's okay. But I think they just need to come home.
Yeah, I mean, already, you know, last couple of weeks has not been a great time to be on the road physically. So it's just like, oh, our heart goes out to them.
And I know they wear it as a badge of honor, but come home, wilderness, put on some shows for us and we'll be there with you. And we know you're hardcore.
Yeah.
And they say they want to write and do their thing and just really give it their all this year. So come home to our warm embrace in Kingston. Maybe we'll see them next weekend at the Slate, just as a band that we love.
As alumni of Slate and, you know, past winners.
Yes.
Defending champions, if you will.
All those things. So anyway, we love you guys. We're going to go out with some Virginia Sapphire off the Virginia Sapphire album. But first, here's You Got Me, slowed version, Luke Ferrero, Cherry Kim, and Kingston's own Almond Milk on the Indie Wake Up Call. Thanks for listening, everybody.
I lost myself. I lost my feelings, and when you circle around my block, you'll find me kneeling. I lost my world, I throw it in just to take it out. I know some girls that could be calling, but for you, I'll thug it out. You got me like, ooh, ooh, you got me like, oh.
Your bed, let's air it out. You call me find me kneeling. When the sun is down, you could take it out. All your anger, baby, I know I'm the one you're mad about.
Your face in the window. Across town in darkness, slipping through the night, through the fog in my head. I want to remember what you said. If I were the one you wanted, just stay.
If you head west on the blue line across the water, you might find a once love who I once knew under the red glow of the sickening suburban gloom, where the streetlights sing a faded tune, where your heart aches over nothing, 'cause the freeway is the silence. Now the strangers at the strip mall are the only friends that you ever knew. The lonely faces
girls on the subway telling you they love you too. Why do you leave light on when there's nobody home? Does it drive away your darkness? Does it frighten your bones? 'Cause the hardest part of coming back is letting go. I'll bury this town by the bottle, by the river in the summer. And there's no
with the Wilderness, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
That's a lick.
Ah, nice.
We're keeping that in.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountain Head. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
This is Lauren from Churches, and I am saying hello to Queen's University CFRC.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information. First time I cut a bone and trip over my shoelaces.
Hey!
This January, the Society of Professional and Graduate Students at Queen's University will hold its annual winter elections and referenda for SGPS student fee collecting groups on January 29th and 30th. The referendum and elections will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible SGPS students will receive an email from the SGPS at 12:01 a.m. on January 29th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about SGPS elections and referenda at sgps.ca